Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aretha Franklin bringing us back, one of her classics. 23 After, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And the two previous polls were about President Obama's jobs plans. And in August, President Obama, he kind of made a big deal about his jobs plan that he was going to announce in a few weeks, he said. Back in the middle of August, he said, I'm going to announce the jobs plan in a few weeks. And he did. And we're going to talk about them in a minute. But we wanted to know how confident small business owners were about his ability to produce a successful jobs plan. So, week before last, we ask you this question on our website, in our newsletter. President Obama will announce his jobs plan next week. How confident are you in his ability to create jobs? We wanted to know, before he announced, what was the attitude of small business owners about whether he could pull it off. So this poll was taken before the announcement. 4% of our sample said they were very confident President Obama's ability to produce a successful jobs plan. Less than 1 in 10, about 9% of you said that you were somewhat confident. All the rest, about 87%, said the president gave the president a no confidence vote. They said they were not confident the president would produce a plan that would create jobs. Then last week, we followed that up with another, once he made his announcement, we followed it up with another poll after he announced his details, in front of a joint House of Congress, the Senate and the House, all together in one room, in front of those guys in a national television audience, we asked our audience this question. Now that President Obama has made his jobs bill public, do you think it will actually create jobs? And here's what you said. Those who said they thought the president's plan would create jobs came in at 7%. So 4% previously said they were very confident the president would create new jobs. 7% said that once he announced it, that they liked it. They thought he could do it. But those who were uncertain about his ability were 12%. But the vast majority, 80%, said that the president's plan would not create jobs. So 87% were skeptical before he announced. 80% were skeptical after he announced. These are not, from a small business perspective, you know, these are not good numbers. And people need to realize that small business is not a tiny part of the marketplace. It's huge. In fact, if you count employees and owners, about 100 million people, about 100 million Americans are directly connected. Their livelihood is directly connected to a small business. My opinion is that while some of President Obama's proposals will benefit small businesses, the reduction of a payroll tax, that'll be good. If he can get the government contractors and agencies to pay small business owners quicker, thank you for that, Mr. President. We appreciate that very much. There are a few other things that'll be handy, and so even though they will benefit small business owners, and I don't want to act like, you know, we're ungrateful for those things, I didn't see any of them, and I think the polls indicated that they felt the same way. I didn't see anything that would motivate me or you to hire a new employee. Even the tax deduction, even the up to $4,000 tax credit, I guess it is, if I hire a new employee, Even that is not going to make me want to hire a new. Those aren't the reasons people aren't hiring. They're not waiting on some little benefit from the government to hire new employees. Those are nibbling around the edges. That's not why. You and I are not going to hire more people until the economy improves, until businesses experience sales growth and confidence improves. The confidence challenge, that challenge on for confidence, is partially connected to the problems President Obama inherited. You have to give him that. He inherited a really tough sack of problems. But it's also due, more recently, to what many business owners, me included, consider to be his anti-business policies and rhetoric. The healthcare bill, I think, is anti-business. I don't think it's going to be good for small business. The card check bill, the unionizing bill, that's not going to be good for small business. I don't like that. And his talk about those mean rich people, and we're going to tax them. In fact, this week he's going to deliver to a special select group in Congress his ideas for how to tax the rich people. Well, let me tell you something. A man told me one time, he said, you know, no poor man ever offered me a job. You're not going to turn things around, folks, by demonizing and overtaxing people who create jobs. And based on our surveys, as well as many national polls, President Obama has a credibility problem when people think about his jobs creation approach, as well as his specific initiatives. My advice, President Obama, stop demonizing successful people. Stop picking winners and losers. It's above your pay grade.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.